Hey, thanks for listening to Highway Radio. My name's Gonzo Greg. I have a friend. His name is Josh Bell, who likes movies. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Actually, hold on. I said Josh Bell likes movies. That's wrong. Josh Bell hates everything.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Okay, so I watch the trailer, and Josh watches the movie, and I think the trailer for Good Boys is pretty good. Here's a little
bit. I'm having a party tomorrow.
You in?
Yeah.
There's gonna be girls at the party. You know what that means?
Drama.
No, kissing.
You do not want to go to Soren's party not knowing how to kiss.
We could spy on my neighbor. She's a total nymphomaniac.
She starts fires?
No, she's a nymphomaniac. Someone who has sex on land and sea.
All right, so this is a version of a film that we've already seen.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's basically your teen sex comedy, except the kids are 12.
Okay.
And that is the high concept here. You've got these three friends. They are going to their first kissing party. They're just starting middle school, and they're trying to be all cool and mature, but of course they don't know anything about anything. And they have to go on. It's kind of like a quest to get to the party. It's very, very heavily influenced by Superbad.
I was going to say Superbad.
Yeah,
right?
Seth Rogen is one of the producers here as well.
Right.
So they want to go to this kissing party, but there's all these obstacles in their way that they have to kind of clear out before they can get to the party. And the main kid, played by Jacob Tremblay, who you may remember from Room or Wonder, he's a very serious 12-year-old actor who now gets to cut loose in a comedy. He's already at that phase in his career. So he's the main, kind of the coolest of the three kids, and he's got a crush on this girl, and he wants a chance to kiss her. But, of course, all these things are being thrown in their way. And, yeah, if you found the trailer funny, then you will probably find the movie funny. If you think it's hilarious when 12-year-olds say swear words, you will love this movie because that and the fact that they don't know about sex and yet they kind of plow ahead, so to speak, anyway. They just kind of go through all of this stuff even though they don't understand any of it. That's basically the only jokes that this movie has. And to me, it got really old and really repetitive really quickly. I was barely laughing. But I will say I was in a theater full of people watching this movie, and people were laughing like crazy. Mm-hmm. I was the one sitting there stone-faced as everyone laughed around me. So if you like this kind of lowbrow vulgar humor, and again, especially if you think it's even funnier when there are 12-year-olds saying it as opposed to, you know, 16-year-olds, then I think you will like this movie. I personally did not. I think it really coasts on the idea of the kids being kids, and it doesn't have much of its own creativity to it, but it will probably please a lot of the people who think they will be pleased by
it. So this is why Josh Bell does not green light movies in Hollywood, because it's out of the box with $11 billion already. It's doing fairly well. But how many stars does Josh Bell give this film?
I can only give this movie 2 out of 5 stars.
Really?
It's just not my movie.
Josh Bell has a podcast that you should check out as well.
Yeah, Awesome Movie Years, my podcast with comedian Jason Harris, and we take a look back at a different year in movies for each season. We've been talking about the movies of 1994, and our most recent episode covers Wong Kar-wai's Chungking Express, slightly different movie from Good Boys, but a very good movie. We talked about a whole bunch of different stuff this season. You can go back and listen to all our episodes at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you find podcasts.
And always find Josh Bell at joshbellhateseverything.com. Josh,
yes.
Good to see you, man.
Good to be here.
Take care, drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.